Live 8 came and went. The leaders of the world's richest countries came and went. And poverty definitely isn't history. But it can be if we all make a contribution to changing the world. And John Madeley has pulled together, in a handy little book, 100 ways to make poverty history.
I think one of the first things to do is to write to Tony Blair. Tony Blair has said a lot of things about poverty, about the need to tackle climate change, but we need to remind him about this. There's always a problem, I feel, with government that they say they're committed to this, and yet something else comes along and it tends to nudge their priorities in another direction. And we've got to remind the Prime Minister and other government ministers that the defeat of poverty, tackling poverty, should really have top priority, that they need to do more, they need to give more aid to developing countries, they need to extend debt relief, because we've had some debt relief this year, but it isn't enough. It only covers a rather limited number of countries. It doesn't include some of the big countries, which are really important debtors. So write to the Prime Minister, write to the Chancellor of the Exchequer and say, great, you've done so much, but you need to do a great deal more if poverty is to be defeated. I think the second one I'd like to stress is the need to tackle climate change, because there is a danger that the benefits of more aid and debt relief and more development will be wiped out unless we do something to tackle climate change, because the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, for example, is predicting an increased severity of storms, of floods and more erratic rains in Africa, which is going to affect food output. And all of us have got a responsibility here because of our use of energy and our emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, which the vast majority of scientists say lies behind global warming. Now, we've seen the devastation that Hurricane Katrina and to a lesser extent Rita have wrought. I hope this is a wake-up call to all of us that we need to do more to tackle climate change, and we need to question our own use of energy and to press the government for things like taxes on aviation fuel. When we fill up our car at the petrol station, we pay tax on the fuel. Airlines don't pay tax on aviation fuel, and you get these cheap flights for $9.99 or whatever. These are cheap for us, but what are they doing to the environment? So we could question what we're actually doing to the environment. Thirdly, I'd say we need to use our purchasing power. When we shop, we can buy goods which have been fairly traded. With those goods, the actual producer gets a fair return, a return that allows them to get out of poverty. And there's a whole range of goods now, coffee, cocoa, tea, spices, rice, pasta, snacks and so on. Even wine and fruit juice you can now buy fairly traded. So there's a vast number of goods and they're growing all the time. So we've got some power. Let's use that to buy products where the producer really gets a good return. Campaigning in your local area. I think we need to step up the campaigns in our area, because if we can spread the message out through our local newspaper, our local radio stations and so on, then more and more people are going to pick up the message. So I say in the book, become a media guerrilla. Bombard your local paper with messages about Make Poverty History. Organise events in your area which are newsworthy. Get together with other people and have a local campaign which really attracts media interest. If we do that, we will expand the network of people. 6 million people are wearing these Make Poverty History armbands, which is great. It's been a fantastic success, but we need more. If we make it 16 million people, policymakers will just have to listen.
That's John Madeley. 100 Ways to Make Poverty History is published by the Canterbury Press.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.